KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly sunny and 55 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Officials of the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund handed out three $750 scholarships to graduating Atlantic High School seniors during senior night Wednesday evening. The committee, which consists of friends of Trevor, chose Catherine Leonard, Taylor Kirchner, and Zach Stork as recipients of the scholarships. The Trevor Frederickson Fund congratulates all the graduates and wishes you a blessed future as you continue on in your college education. The fund, which was originally started in hopes of handing out scholarships each year, has grown into so much more for our community. In fact, the fund has given out over $150,000 since 2009 and looks forward to doing so for many years. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty says, "We're only able to accomplish these things because of the great support of friends, family, and local businesses," and she thanks you all for supporting the fund. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met Wednesday evening at the Schuler Building for their regular monthly meeting, and during their session, the board approved an amendment to the fiscal year 2017 certified budget in the amount of $545,373. Board Secretary Business Manager Mary Beth Fast explained the increase was necessary due to the purchase of the Cass Incorporated building that wasn't even on the radar when the board was putting together its budget for 2017, so the cost wasn't factored in for the current fiscal year.
We may not even pay that bill in June, but just in case we do, then we're covered for that. There's nothing really wrong with going over your budget as an audit comment, but it's understandable because you're trying to predict so far out and there's so many variables that can happen. The reason that we're trying to amend it is because we wanted to say if that payment for the Cassings building would be paid in June rather than after July 1, that would help us exceed that category. So that's the reason for it.
The board agreed late last March to purchase the building for $925,000 for the purpose of using it as a place to house the grade 6 through 12 behavioral program students, central office staff, and future trades and technology programs, to name a few of the options. Jerry Purdy with the Design Alliance architectural firm told the board Wednesday that the latest projections on the renovating costs are expected to be around $410,000 to $420,000, which is considerably higher than the original estimate of $360,000, but it's based on new state fire marshal requirements and the uncertainty over the bid estimate.
The price has changed simply because we are more square footage now. And I was talking to Steve earlier, we are seeing the marketplace just all over the map on pricing. We're seeing projects across the state that are coming in high. And so I guess I'm just going to let you folks know tonight that I'm concerned about the price, but it is what it's going to be, and we'll continue on. We won't know until we get it out for bids.
The request for bids proposals is expected to be published by May 26th with a deadline for bids June 1st. Purdy said the RFP must also be placed on a state website for contractors. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday tabled until their next meeting an operational sharing agreement for transportation with the Griswold School District due to questions about how useful the service actually is to Griswold based on a $32,500 cost they are paying to Atlantic for the service of Transportation Director Dave Eccles. Eccles says his time isn't being well spent with that district.
Whether they need anything from us is questionable. Whether they accept anything from us, they're not going to change anything. I'm doing nothing down there of very, very, very little value. If you want to share each, take in $32,000, whatever, but to commit me to one day a week down there and charge Griswold for that, Griswold's going to expect something out of me, and I've got nothing I can give them.
He said that he told Atlantic Superintendent Mike Amstein and Griswold Superintendent Dave Hendricks that he's done about as much as he can do and help them out with a few things. He says it also takes a lot of his time and effort to travel to Griswold, and he doesn't have anyone ready to step into his position in Atlantic while he's gone. The board did approve the ratification of a contract agreement for 2017 through 2019 for the district's non-certified employees, but the certified employees' contract remains up in the air as of last night. As part of the agreement with the non-certified employees, the second year of the contract allowed wages to be open for negotiations. The NCE's union has already approved the agreement as written. And the Atlantic School Board approved various contracts, letters of assignments, and resignations, the latter of which includes Ginger Bechtold, middle school student council sponsor, Katrina Hamas, para educator, and Emma Walker, assistant to varsity girls basketball coach. and Jessica Finsel as Technology Resource Integrationist. In addition, Brian Eichen's transfer from the middle school maintenance and groundskeeper to the high school was approved, along with Jeremy Blake as special education teacher at the high school. Lori Namani and Angela Behrens were approved to serve the summer lunch program, with Brielle Servin as homebound instructor. Steve Anderson was approved as a substitute bus driver, and Bryce Casey as summer grounds worker. Officials of the Cass County Health System have announced that Dr. Mike Woods will provide services to the outpatient clinic at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Dr. Woods will be caring for patients at CCMH the second and fourth Mondays of each month. He'll provide a full spectrum of gynecologic care, including hormonal therapies and incontinence treatments. Dr. Woods will also do gynecologic surgeries, such as pelvic floor repairs and hysterectomies at CCMH. He's board-certified in obstetrics and gynecology, as well as a new subspecialty, female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery, or FPMRS. He was among the first in the U.S. to earn the certification and is currently the only board-certified FPMRS specialist who lives and practices in Southwest Iowa. In addition to his board certifications, Dr. Woods is a fellow in the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. To schedule an appointment, you'll call the Cass County Health System Outpatient Clinic at 243-7590. No referral is necessary, and same-day appointments are available at this time. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston last night arrested Kyle Hoadley of Creston on charges that include two counts each of trespass and theft in the fifth degree. Hoadley was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Creston said yesterday that 38-year-old Seth Preston of Creston had been arrested Tuesday afternoon on charges of possession of paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, mushrooms, possession with the intent to sell or manufacture methamphetamine over 5 grams, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Preston was being held in the Union County Jail on a $100,000 bond. And 3 incidents of theft were reported to Creston police on Tuesday: a fireproof safe containing a silver bar, 2 diamond necklaces, 3 wedding rings, some personal documents, and other items were taken from an apartment on South Sumner Street. The estimated loss was unknown. And the Creston Pizza Hut reported on Tuesday that on April 8th and 24th, 2 bank deposits had gone missing. They estimated the loss at about $1,100. A Creston resident reported Tuesday night that sometime between May 5th and 9th, someone broke into his garage at the 200 block of North Division Street and stole a 3-gallon gas can that was full of gas. The loss was estimated at $20. A traffic stop Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man. Sheriff's officials say a deputy saw a 1999 Cadillac Escalade with a forward-facing red lamp at around 9:10 p.m. and initiated a traffic stop near 300 Street and Cottonwood Road. The driver identified himself as Michael Hargraves, but an investigation determined his real name was 31-year-old Kevin Daniel Hargraves, Omaha. He was subsequently arrested for providing false information and having no driver's license. Hargraves was also cited for having lights of an improper color. The driver of a vehicle received multiple citations after running into another vehicle in Red Oak on Wednesday. Red Oak police say they were called to the scene of the accident at Broadway and Cherry Streets at around 1:22 p.m. Following an investigation, it was determined that 3 vehicles were traveling southbound on Broadway and approaching the Cherry Street intersection. The first vehicle was turning right at the red light. The second vehicle, a 2016 Chevy Traverse driven by 58-year-old Eileen Holland of Red Oak, had slowed for the turning vehicle and then stopped. A third vehicle was a 2009 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 50-year-old Kelly Wilcoxon of Red Oak. She thought that Holland was also turning right at the red light. When Holland stopped at the light, Wilcoxon was too close to stop and struck Holland's vehicle. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the Ford was estimated at $5,000. The Traverse sustained about $2,000 damage. Wilcoxon was cited for following too close and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Both vehicles were driven from the scene. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 47-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren of Red Oak. He was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon and arrested on 2 counts of Montgomery County bench warrants for failure to appear. He was taken into custody and held on a $10,000 cash-only bond for each warrant. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.